Rain or shine, Old Town's ramble and ride is full steam ahead. This year's festival, the 19th edition, begins August 1st and spans 3 days. Emily Mercredi, executive director for the Old Town Community Association, told NNSL Media on July 28 that unless a thunderstorm puts people at risk, the festival will proceed. Even on rainy days, people come out in their raincoats and boots, she said. Weather aside, parking could prove to be a challenge. The city has closed the Old Town parking lot to make repairs at its lift station. Mercredi encourages people to plan ahead on how they intend to arrive at the festival and noted that the city will provide free public transport to ramble and ride on August 2. She added that the festival is trying to find additional parking spots. To entice pedestrians, McDonald Drive will be transformed into a market with more than 35 vendors expected. Vehicle traffic will be rerouted to Ingram Drive. Festivities begin with a free coffeehouse and a concert at the Down to Earth Gallery. Music starts at 6 p.m., with performances by Ryan McCord, Munya Matarouz, Carmen Braden and Taylor Syracuse, along with her band, Some Other Dead People. Also on the schedule are a heritage photo booth, live painting, a foam party, art workshops and a bike parade hosted by the Latham Island Neighborhood Association. The Samba Cay Paddling Club will hold its annual paddle race around Latham Island, with a check-in slated for 1 p.m. At the Gallery of the Midnight Sun, visitors can watch Anna Ashuna demonstrate traditional and modern sewing and beading techniques from noon to 3 p.m. During the weekend, lemonade and dessert squares will be sold for $4, with all proceeds going to Inclusion NWT. Guy Architects will host a garage sale with 10% of proceeds supporting the YK Women's Society Early Learning and Childcare. Hot dogs will be available with sales also in support of the same cause. Ramble and Ride continues into August. 3 with similar events. A more extensive list of activities can be found here.